Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. There are over 70 English language schools in Ireland, and they're all closed during the lockdown. Now, we've been contacted by a number of students from different countries who are victims of this. Jamie Pacheco is from El Salvador. Jamie, tell us what happened, how much money you spent, and how are you managing at the moment, please?
Yes, actually the packages for the English courses, they were like 3,000 each.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and before, on top of that, we needed to have like save money for us to like maintain ourselves besides the course.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happened is that, you know, we find out about this this package through a travel agency we had on our own country.
Okay.
And they have this convent on them. So what happened is that we wanted to come here, you know, for us to be like, to have like a better life, you know, to learn English, to have a better experience. And, you know, what happened due to all this, you know, this pandemic, you know, it was kind of hard for us because everything was in a lockdown. And, you know, we were not receiving that, you know, our lessons, you know, English lessons, you know.
And have you got a refund, Jamie?
Oh, actually, no. They say there's a no refund policy. Oh, no. So the only thing they're offering us is to go back to our own country, you know, and they're going to give us like a coupon for us to, you know, in case we want to come back, we can use it. But, you know, that's money spent because, that's a lot of money.
And Jamie, are you entitled to any payments here?
I'm sorry?
Are you entitled to any help from the government here in terms of payments?
Well, we cannot receive any help from the government since, you know, right now we don't have any documents, any paperwork saying that we're here because, due to the pandemic, I wasn't able to get my Irish residence permit. So, so it's basically, you know, I'm stranded here, you know.
And there's no work. There's no work available.
Yeah, I cannot work because I don't have any paperwork.
Well, Where would you work? And how many, with 70 English language schools, there must be thousands of people, be they from Brazil or El Salvador, like yourself, or other parts of the world. How are you going to financially manage, Jamie?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I've saved for like 5 years. You know, 5 years, this is my life savings here, you know. I've saved for like 5 years for me to have like a better job, have better life, you know. I wanted to, you know, come here to, you know, with all the expectations of the world. But, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, get this all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah. It's a terrible blow. It's a terrible blow.
It is.
And what about paying rent and food?
Well, what happened is that since I'm spending my life savings, you know, I do have some of it, you know, but it's going to be kind of hard for me because, you know, I only have my budget only lasts until the first week of June. So after that, you know, I'm afraid if nothing goes well, I'll become homeless, you know, because I need to pay rent, I need to pay food and things like that. Yeah.
Peter Hutchinson is a director of the school involved. Peter, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Good. What's the policy?
So, Joe, I haven't had a chance to hear what's been spoken about today. I just got the call.
Jamie is from El Salvador.
Okay.
He spent 3,000 for an 8-month English language course in Drogheda, and that's obviously off at the minute. And he's no money. And as you know, they're not entitled to any payment here. And even if they tried to get a job, sure, there are no jobs. So they're in a bad way.
Absolutely. There's a cohort of students that have been affected by, as we all have been affected by, this devastating crisis that's hit the country and hit the world. Let me explain maybe a little bit to put the English language industry into context that over 120,000 come to Ireland every year. It's worth $800 million to the to the economy. And it has this before the COVID hit. Ireland had lots of opportunities, but this has decimated our industry, as it has many others.
Yeah.
And so there are a significant number of thousands of students in the country right now that, and our staff, our employees, everybody is, you know, uncertain about the future that we face as an industry. And so when schools closed on March 12th, overnight, everybody, all schools tried to deliver services as we did, either online or a variety of different services. And so we continue to offer those services to this day. And now there was a cohort of students that arrived shortly before the impact of the virus. And these students that don't have jobs, we're absolutely devastated for them. We're trying to help them.
Is there any way, are your staff eligible for a COVID-19 emergency payment?
Our staff are, absolutely, yeah. So anyone who was in the country that had a job is entitled to COVID-19.
I also mean your teaching staff.
Yes.
Okay, so that takes
and
that.
Students are as well, just so you know.
If they were working part-time.
Yeah.
But in Jamie's case, he wasn't here long enough to qualify to get that paperwork. But if the state is helping your staff, surely you should be giving refunding money to these students.
So let me explain.
Because the state is paying your overheads.
Well, so here's the thing, that the students that are arrived in the country, their right to be in Ireland is linked to the course of study that they're on. And so, their right to be here is linked to their tuition fees. So schools, as part of the visa requirements of Ireland, are not entitled to offer refunds once the course is started.
They're not entitled?
It's a condition of their visa.
You're not allowed to offer refunds?
Well, it's a condition of their visa that they're studying on a course of study that they're here.
But it doesn't. You could reduce your fees to 50 quid, surely. The visa doesn't stipulate that you must be paying at least 3,000 in fees. Sure, it doesn't.
That's a good question.
It stipulates you have to be doing a course. Now we're in a new world, unfortunately. My point is, I'm not. There's no one going to form a circular firing squad here, Peter. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But my point is that Jamie and a number of other students have contacted us. They've handed over 3,000. You would argue rightly so. That's to pay our staff and our overhead. But at the minute, your staff are being paid by the state. So why can't Jamie have a significant amount of the 3,000 back? He's destitute.
Well, okay, we're not going to talk about individual students here because I haven't had a chance to. I don't know who's speaking and, to put it simply, that we're trying to help all of our students either find work or to get into circumstances where they're not being...
There is no work.
What work?
Like, there's 700,000 people on COVID
Absolutely,
payments.
But all of their courses, what we've offered all of our students is that all of their courses are being held on credit until we reopen, which means that they're not losing out on any of the course
I take your point. For the 3 grand that students have legitimately paid and you've legitimately taken, you haven't spent that 3 grand yet, surely, if the state have stepped in from the get-go.
Do you follow me? I do follow.
I presume your biggest overhead is staff to teach these students.
I do follow the story and the narrative that's trying to be created here. The whole point about this COVID-19 issue is that we all face this. Not one person has not been impacted by this devastating thing. All of us have been impacted in one way or another. Absolutely, if there's students of ours that are reaching devastating cases where they can't afford food or rent, we want to hear from them and we want to help them.
Okay, well that's a good start.
So a few days after this, we have set up support links, chat groups, so students can contact us. We have members of staff to speak their native language.
I'm over time. I'll ask and we'll keep in touch. I will ask Jamie to contact you directly in light of what you just said, and I appreciate that, Peter. 51551 continues. Always wash your hands. Back tomorrow. Bring your earphones if you're going out walking. If that's your, if you want to stay in touch, especially over 70s who are going out in Dublin City and council parks tomorrow between. Well, and I'm urging other people to help observe it. 1:30 to 3:30 tomorrow, reserved for over 70. So please, if you're going to do your walk tomorrow and you're under 70, well, do it some other time. It's a gesture, a good gesture in these difficult times. Okay, Annette Egan produced, and Ray Darcy is next. Good afternoon.